This is Big F and Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there'd be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling. That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good-looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here.
You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it.
Ho! Oh, what do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the UK's number one and only Memphis Wrestling-related podcast. We are the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, and as always, I am your host, Mr. Luke Jennings. As always, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, and to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the place to be, Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB, Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Monday Night Project, Hamburg All-Stars, and many other great shows brought to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. And don't forget to follow our sister network, the North-South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Ginny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Extreme Three with Dance, Chronoso, and many other great shows covering a whole plethora of topics, not just wrestling, but they also cover some American football, they cover sports, they cover films, they cover X-Men. There's a whole range of great stuff over there. You can find out more on Twitter at NoSoPod Network. You can also find the network on Twitter, on YouTube, as some of their podcasts are video-only podcasts. You just search North-South Connection on YouTube, and youtube.com/@MemphisCast is where you'll be able to join the over 800 subscribers to what we've got over there. We've got some, obviously, Memphis. We've got some Kansas. We've got some just everything and anything you can think of. You can click the link in the description to watch today's show if you so wish, as well as all the other stuff we've got over there. We've also got ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast. We've also got Patreon.com/MemphisCast. £1 or $1.50 a month gets you access to the video versions of the Saturday night stuff we're doing on the Monday Night Project. WCW Saturday night. While you're out and about online, please visit whenitwascool.com for podcast articles and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. This week, we're covering the 2nd of June. Unbelievably, we are now in June here on the podcast. Last week, we covered the 26th of May, where we saw returning faces, ladies getting in the ring, a teacher abusing a student, as well as all the other awesomeness from the Memphis territory. Before we head down to ringside, let's see what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world this week. On the 27th of May 1984, it's a sad day in wrestling as Vince McMahon Sr. dies of cancer in Florida. Also on the 27th, Southwest Championship Wrestling has a show in Austin, Texas. It is main evented by Eric Embry defeating Bobby Fulton to win the Southwest Junior Heavyweight title. 29th of May, NWA Night of Champions at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. 12,000 witness Invader number 1 defeating the Great Kabuki. NWA National TV Champion Ronnie Garvin defeats Jake Roberts. NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion Liz Thornton defeats El Gran Apollo. Dusty Rhodes defeated The Assassin. NWA World Tag Team Champions Don Canoodle and Ivan Koloff defeated Pez Watley and Mark Youngblood. Wahoo McDaniel battled All Japan PWF Champion Stan Hansen to a double disqualification. NWA National Tag Team Champions The Road Warriors beat King Kong Bundy and Jimmy Valiant. WWC Universal Champion The Youngster Carlos Colon defeated Tully Blanchard. And in the main event, NWA World Champion Ric Flair pins Ricky Steamboat. On the 1st of June 1984, the lead story in Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer newsletter reports on Vince McMahon buying out Georgia Championship Wrestling. This would later lead on to Black Saturday. But the report reads, in one of the biggest bombshells to hit pro wrestling in some time, Titan Sports has brought out Jack and Jerry Briscoe, major shareholders in Georgia Championship Wrestling Inc. The Briscoe's percentage plus the sizable percentage controlled by current Titan Sport employee Jim Barnett gives Vince McMahon more than 50% of the Georgia stock, thus a controlling share. Central States, St. Louis, Missouri, Kiel Auditorium, 7,648. Also on the 1st of June, witness Marty Jannetty defeating Roger Kirby, Tommy Rogers defeating T.D. Stone, the Grapplers defeating Ted Oates and Thomas Ivey, Jim Duggan defeating Luke Graham, Wahoo McDaniel defeating Kamala by disqualification, the Blackjacks defeating Jerry Blackwell and Sheik Adnan Al-Kaisi, an NWO World Champion battling Kerry Von Erich to a 60-minute time limit draw, and finally on the 2nd of June 1984, the WWF holds a show in the Spectrum in Philadelphia, 9,127 witness, as well as do the audience on the Prism Network, Samula defeating Steve Lombardi, Tony Guerrero defeating Israel Mattia, WWF Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana defeating David Schultz, Salvatore Bellomo defeating Ron Shaw, WWF Champion Hulk Hogan defeating the Iron Sheik, Paul Orndorff defeating Sergeant Slaughter via countout, Jose Luis Rivera, Ole, defeats Tony Colon, and Bob Backlund defeats Samula. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's head down to ringside. This is it's a 42-minute episode, but I think it's a lot of promo, so it's going to be sort of promo-heavy this week. But we'll do our best to cover it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 151 of the UK's number one and only Memphis Wrestling Related podcast. This is the 2nd of June, 1984. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy.
Stay where you are. Get ready to buckle those seatbelts down. We'll be back with the action coming up in just a moment. All righty. We're going to get it underway here in just a moment in the ring because we do have a dandy tag match. Coming in right now, a couple of young men that we just had to get out here and talk to. We played a little special on them last week, but our first time to talk to him, Mark Batten and Johnny Wilhoit. Boy, am I shook. I'm delighted to have you guys out here. I'll tell you the honest truth. It has been a long time since we have had a young team that has come out here and captured the imagination in such a short time. We've seen some great young teams like Rick Morton and Robert Gibson in here, but never have we seen a young team like you guys come in here. The fans love you, and everybody here right now really loves you. How do you feel about being in this area?
Oh, it's great being in this area, Lance. You know, the South is both of our homes, and we're happy to be here. These are great fans down here in the Memphis area and all over the place, and we're just happy to be here.
Mark, you're from Charleston, West Virginia, and Lexington, Kentucky, one of my favorite towns.
Yes,
right, Johnny?
Yeah, I love Lexington, Kentucky, and, you know, I love this area around here, and there's a lot of great competition around here, and, you know, there's a lot of great tag teams, and we're just ready for it.
You know, I was thinking about it when we saw you for the first time in action in here. The fact of the matter is that you're young, bless you, and it means that you can't have all of the 15, 20 years experience that some of the teams do have. How do you feel about being at your age competing with the competition that you've got? Some guys around here are mighty tough.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the reasons why we're here. The toughest competition in the whole world of professional wrestling is right here, and we realize that we give up a lot of experience to a lot of these guys, but we think that with enthusiasm, we can make up for our lack of experience.
Let me tell you something. These guys are going to be a team of the future. You look great. You are great. Hey, Will Hart, how you doing, pal?
Let me just
tell you something, man. I've watched them the last couple of weeks, and they are a great team. They're a super team. Let me give you my card. If you need any help, any assistance in the future, please don't hesitate to call me, and you can call me Collect. I'm going to stand right behind you over here. Russell, here's a card for you in case you need me.
Hey, gentlemen, can I make a little suggestion to you? You know what to do with this when you get back out
Thanks
here.
A lot.
Mark
Thanks
and Johnny,
you,
new generation. Thanks for being out. We're going to be looking forward to
great
seeing
team.
You in the
great
ring.
Great team, yep. Baby. Great team. That's right. Super team.
Well, Jimmy, it's been a while, and it is certainly nice
to
start
off. Let me tell you something. This is
something.
The greatest day of my life, Russell, and before it's over, it's going to be the greatest day of my life.
Every day is the greatest day
super.
Of your life.
I feel super, baby.
Yes.
I feel great.
I want to tell you, it's never a situation that Jimmy Hart is out here that he doesn't say, this is the greatest day of my life. Now, you told us via videotape You were bringing in King Kong Bundy. He was one of the biggest, strongest guys in wrestling. That is true. He was right. going to come in and beat the stew out of Jerry Lawler, leave him demolished in the middle of the ring. He not only was beaten by Lawler, he was knocked out right
All
here.
Right. No. Now, wait a minute. No. Let me just a minute here, Russell. Hold it. Let me just say this right here. I know what you're saying, but look, you had a little piece of video, right or wrong?
We're going to show the folks.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, let's take a look right now and see exactly what happened when Jerry Lawler and King Kong Bundy got together. Look at Bundy, 450, standing right on the stomach of Jerry Lawler.
So we're looking at the footage from Mid-South Coliseum, King Kong Bundy making his debut in the territory. Black singlet, black boots, going up against Jerry Lawler. Sort of red and grey singlet, not really white, but it's a bit grey. But Bundy here, fresh from wrestling in New Jersey a couple of days ago. Now here in the Mid-South Coliseum, managed by Jimmy Hart. The strap is down, Jerry Lawler drops the strap. Big right hand to Bundy. Left hand to Bundy. Bundy, if you will. The big cat on the lead. Bundy being peppered with left and a big right. Big man has not gone down. 440 has not gone down. 450 even. 440 was Gorilla. Lawler off the ropes again. Oh, big right hand. Bundy still not going down. He's woozy. He's very woozy. Off the ropes. Oh, chop kick by Lawler. Down goes Bundy. Down goes Bundy. Lawler on the second rope on the inside now. Brett's rope. Drops a fist. Goes for the cover. One. Two. Come on, Morton. Fuck's sakes. Power kick out by Bundy. Lawler goes to the outside. Jimmy Hart's now on the ropes on the apron. Distracting the referee. Excuse me. Bundy comes slowly plodding over at the ropes to try and get Lawler, I think. Lawler's got something in his hand. Lawler's got a chair to the head. And Bundy's down. Lawler comes back in, goes for the cover. One, two, three. Free count. Fast count now by fucking Paul Morton. I hate him. It's worse than Heppner.
And the crowd explodes in 9 minutes and 15 seconds. The King has retained his Southern heavyweight belt over King Kong Bundy. What a super win for Bundy.
No.
You just saw it right there. He beat him. One, two, three.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. No, bad. I'm not saying he didn't beat him. Sure, he beat him. He used a chair and he beat him. Okay, but that was last week. This is the future. You know, that's the problem with you and all the old people, and that's why you're so old and outdated. You know why? Because you want to live in the past. This is the future. This is now. This is today, man. Let me tell you something, Russell. I felt like you the first part of the week. I was sitting back there in my office this past week, staring around, waiting for the phone to ring. The phone wasn't ringing at that particular time, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, baby, I looked up on the wall, and up on my wall in my office. Can you get a close-up of this right here? There you go. Look at this picture right here, baby. Superstars in professional wrestling. This was the very first family that Jimmy Hart ever had. Look at this, man. Look, there you are, the Dream Machine right there. The Dream Machine. He's home right now with a broken ankle, but he's going to be back with the family. Handsome Jimmy Valiant, okay? Handsome Jimmy, a superstar in professional wrestling. Dutch Mantel, a winner, baby. He is a winner. And there he is, Austin Idol. Look at Austin Idol. The fans buy his pictures, his T-shirts. Everywhere he goes, the girls scream over him. He is a superstar, all led by one Jimmy Hart. Back when I had the first family ever together, probably the best family I ever had. Mm-hmm. But like I said before,
the past,
but maybe the future too, and a lot of things. And what I've got to say today, Russell, is this. The thing I'm trying to say is from now on, my services are going to be available to anything and anybody. If Dutch Mantel needs Jimmy Hart, they're going to be available to you, Dutch Mantel. If Austin Idol needs him, they're going to be available to Austin Idol. It goes back to the new generation of super team. If anybody needs Jimmy Hart at their ringside for advice or anything else, I will be there. But there's two people, Jerry Lawler and Jim Neidhart. Let me tell you something about this conspiracy, and I've had more time to think about it. You know, I was sitting in my office, and I put this whole thing piece by piece together. First of all, like I said, old people are able to be conned into anything. When I was growing up, when I wanted something for my grandmother or granddaddy, what did I do? Guy, your hair looks good, Grandma. She gave me a buck to go to the show with.
That.
Well, that's what happened with Eddie Marlin. Oh, Eddie Marlin. I'm not even mad at Eddie Marlin right now. You know why? Because Jerry Lawler is the most conniving, low-down, dirtiest person in the world. And to get anything he wants, baby, he'll resort to anything. So what did he do? He talked Eddie Marlin into a loser leave town with Jimmy Hart. But what happened? That backfired. So then he went to the second best thing. He went to Jim Neidhart. And he, Jim Neidhart, he worked out this little plan with Jim Neidhart saying, hey, you get rid of Jimmy Hart and you will be number one around here, baby. Why? Because Jimmy Hart and Jim Neidhart have absolutely nothing in common because I am the greatest thing in the world today and he's not. Look what happened to Humongous. Neidhart managed Humongous, right? Where is Humongous now? It took me 2 weeks to win the belt from Lawler and all of a sudden Neidhart has him and he's dead and gone. Where is Ox Baker, part of the family? And it can go on and on. The PYT can't even buy a win with him at his ringside. But let me tell you something, baby. Lawler, you caused this whole thing. Jim Neidhart is a puppet on the string pulled by Jerry the King Lawler. And I promise you this, baby. Before it's all over with, I will get even with you, Lawler, and I will get even with you, Jim Neidhart. But to the Idols and to the Mantels and the Tommy Riches and Eddie Gilberts, you need Jimmy Hart. Here is my card, baby, and I will be with you anytime, day or night. And you can call me Collect.
Don't hold your breath, Jimmy, waiting for the telephone. There you have heard it. Jimmy Hart himself. We've got action with a new generation in the ring. Coming up right after we take time out for this. Our big expiration of time match today is Rich and Gilbert going against the PYT Express. We'll be looking forward to that one. Coming up right now, Jim the Anvil Neidhart will be in a single match against Jim Jameson. And here come two folks out here, the spoiler with Neidhart. The match is in the ring. It's not over here at the desk. Every time you come out here, you end up with trouble. So why don't you just head right...
Shut up, Chump!
All right.
And sit down before you get your nose broken,
all
too.
All right, let's go of it. Come on now.
Spoiler, check the curtains.
Jim Neidhart wearing a football helmet after the actions of Austin Idol last week. Getting the spoiler to check the curtains. Make sure there's no one going to be lurking up behind the anvil. The big Rhino.
I told you to shut up, Chump, and sit down.
Okay, Spoiler, good.
Austin Idol, you called me an habitual loser. Well, when I beat you, and you were mangled, and you were on the mat, and you were bleeding, and you were moaning and groaning, and you were all beat up, I looked down at you and said, you, Austin Idol, are the epitome of an habitual loser, baby. You're the loser. That jumps
on. Hey, listen, as long as you're out here, what do you got the dumb-looking helmet for? This is a wrestling match out here. This is not a football game.
Don't you have eyes, Chump? The helmet is so I don't get bushwhacked by any chicken. Chump! Nobody bushwhacks the apple, baby. Nobody!
Yeah, I know. He can do whatever he wants to do. I wish he'd want to get the...
You know, I had breakfast across the street at Woody's, and I saw Jimmy Hart out there. Will you join my army? Will you join my family? Here, take my card. Take my card. Every mongoloid, every little scrawny know-nothing punk over there, anybody that was walking along this sidewalk, here's Jimmy Hart. Please join my army. Please come with me. You know what? I said to myself, there is another habitual loser. So how does this sound, Chump? Austin Idol and Jimmy Hart tag teaming as the habitual losers.
You got a weird sense of humor. You're the only one laughing about it. Yeah, I know. We all get it. Jim the Anvil Neidhart heading up to the ring. Let's go for the introduction. Coming in at 221 pounds, Memphis, Tennessee, introducing Jim Jameson. One fall, 10-minute time limit. His opponent is...
We've got Jim Neidhart versus Jim Jameson. Jim Neidhart, black tights, white boots. Jim Jameson, red trunks, white boots. I don't think we didn't get to see it, but I don't think it probably lasted very long. I would imagine Jim Neidhart won the match. Austin Idol out here now, though. With a shiny belt.
And Austin, we're delighted to have you out. We hope that the nose is recuperating satisfactorily and just about ready to go.
This nose is getting a whole lot better, Lancelot. You know something, but I want to get something right off my chest right now at the outset of this interview. I want to ask you a question, Lance. Tell me exactly what I'm holding in my hand right here.
The International Heavyweight Championship belt.
That's exactly right. Now, nobody, I want to get this up front, nobody came to me and gave me this belt and said, here, Austin, we want you to be the International Heavyweight Champion. I had to go out and win it. I had to go out and work for it, just like any dude in the street has to work to bring home the gravy on Friday. Now, I beat some of the heavy numbers in the wrestling profession for this belt. I beat Terry Funk in Tokyo, Japan for it. The big bad man from Border, Texas, Stan Hansen, he bit the dust, tried to get the belt. And the man who claims to be the strongest man in all of professional wrestling, Ken Patera, and the list goes on and on and on. But I cannot, and I don't feel it is just me, but any other wrestler in the world today can beat two men at the same time. Now, I know in my heart, I know in the cockles of my heart, I can beat Jim Neidhart. But I can't beat Jim Neidhart, Lance, if I got the spoiler wrapped around my back or wrapped around my neck or pulling on my legs. I can't do it. So I've had a little idea, and as a matter of fact, I've just finalized a little meeting, and I know a lot of people are going to say, has Austin lost his mind? What, is Austin out? Is he slipping a little bit? Has he gone just a little bit off the deep end or something? Well, I had, for every wrestling hold, there's a counter. And I think I have come up, Lance, with a counter to any of Neidhart's seconds or managers or advisors, whether it's a spoiler, whether he brings out Rick Rude, or whoever it is. I think I have found a counter. I have found a man who is dirty, who is low down, who has no morals, who will do anything and everything to attain success, who is a complete fanatic to achieve a goal. I'm talking about a man who will swim in the sewers, in the gutters with the rats. I'm talking about Jimmy Hart. As a matter of fact, I know what a lot of people are thinking, but I want to get Jimmy Hart out here right now. Well, if you can hear me, Jimmy, I want you to come out here now.
About it. If you're looking for just winning the match and beating Neidhart, you couldn't pick a better one to sit in your corner. He has led the victory for guys time and time again that had no business of winning. You got the right one if that's what you're looking for. It's a big victory.
Well, let me just say something. As far as your new manager or advisor, that was some heavy, pretty things you said about me a while ago. I mean, rats swimming in the sewers, mm-hmm. and you name it, man. That's a little bit heavy there, Austin.
Well, look, now just a couple of minutes ago, we finalized the meeting. I put my name on a piece of paper, and he put his name on the same piece of paper. Now, I want you to make a public commitment. I want you to commit to these people right here in this camera, like you just made a commitment to me, that you will be the same Jimmy Hart as you always were. You got a picture right there, and I just happened to see it. I want you to look at this picture right here. Take a good, close look, cameraman. If you can zoom in on this, baby, take a good look. You see Jimmy Valiant, you see the Dream Machine, you see Dutch Mantel, and you see, whoa, the women's pet and the men's regret, the Universal Heart Drive, Austin Idol right there. But look who is leading the pack, the King Rat. The King Rat of all of them. It's you, Hart, and tell me the truth. Is this the most successful group of athletes assembled that you have ever had in the history of your wrestling career? Tell me, yes or no?
Well, first of all, you're right. This is probably the greatest first family I ever had, and you're right. I am leading the pack, but Rat, that's a little heavy for your personal advisor. But let me tell you something, Austin Idol, right now. I promise you this, brother, from the bottom of my heart. It will be a night that you will never, ever in your life ever forget. And that is a promise from me to you, baby. You can bank on it. I promise you, you'll never forget it, baby. I promise you this.
That's a Jimmy Hart promise.
Yeah, well, it sure is. But Hart will live up to the promise that he made me in the back there, and the promise he just made us. After this match is over between me and Neidhart, they're going to forget all about Indiana Jones, though. They're going to be talking about Indiana Idol, and I'm going to introduce you, Neidhart. to the Temple of Doom, baby, and the Temple of Doom, darling. So buy your tickets because I'm going to finish you once and for all.
Okay, Austin, I wish you the very good luck, and I will only say this to you, that if Jimmy Hart does his thing tonight, Hart, like he can do, you got no worries in the world because he is the best at what he does that there is. We're going to take time out, and we're going to be back in just a moment. When he has an impressive win over the King. He hasn't forgotten that, but if he continues in the style that we've seen him, what is called the old Jerry Lawler, he may come out of that one victorious. Jerry, we were just making some comments that we're hoping to see, and I think you're going to need it. I don't have to tell you, that same aggressive Lawler style we've seen the last 3 or 4 weeks when you go against Kamala.
Kamala.
Ooh.
I just watched the tape. Kamala. Yeah. Whose voice was that, Lance? Was that you doing
that?
No,
that wasn't me.
Kamala, I like the way he changed his name from Cleophas. I remember him. But anyway, I'm not worried about Kamala.
Oh.
Because you see, this is another one of Jimmy Hart's plots. This is another one of these goons that Jimmy Hart has brought in. And, you know, Idol said this about Neidhart last week, and it's true about Jimmy Hart, too, and I hope that Idol comes to his senses. I don't know what he's doing, but Jimmy Hart, just like Neidhart, is a habitual loser. And anybody associated with Jimmy Hart is going to be a loser. And anybody that Hart brings in to try to take this Southern heavyweight title away from me is going to be a loser. You see, because Hart is a frustrated athlete. Hart would give his right arm to be able to get in the ring and do some of the things that he sees the wrestlers doing. But he is nothing but a skinny little stinking wimp. And he knows it, and he realizes that, and it eats his heart out. And he has to sit on the sidelines. He has to sit over here in a little metal folding chair, the little stinking, skinny, sniveling wimp that he is, and look on while all the other wrestlers wrestle in the ring. And Hart just has to sit there and be on the sidelines. And it kills him. And Hart, you see, it's not my fault. You shouldn't be angry at me. You shouldn't be angry at people like Austin Idol or Jim Neidhart just because you are just such a skinny little wimp. You know, we didn't make it that way. Last week he brought in Bundy, and we all know how fat Bundy is. Well, Hart is the exact opposite. You see, Hart is so skinny that when he closes one eye, he looks like a needle. Now, that's skinny.
That's skinny.
Now, Hart, I just wish that one time, down there Monday night when we get this goon Kamala taken care of, that you would just get in the ring and try to do what you're bringing in and paying all of this money and passing out all of these cards for. I wish that you would try it yourself. Try to handle the job yourself. Get in the ring with me one time down there, Hart, and I'll finish you off once and for all. Because that way we don't have to worry about you going after Kamala's, and we don't have to worry about you going after King Kong Bundy's, and we'll just finish you off, and we don't have to worry about, you know, I'm sitting in the back there, and he's out here passing out the cards, and we had Austin Idol, who's already made an agreement with Jimmy Hart to have him in his corner.
That's true.
Now, I've gone through that situation, I know what to expect. I'm fixing to go back here and talk to Idol. You know, I don't know if he's taking leave of his senses. He's right about one thing. Hart is a no-good, sneaking, sniveling snake in the grass. But believe me, Austin, you better watch your back every second of that match. Because if you turn your back on him one time, brother, you know, I'll just tell you a little bit of story about Hart. When I agreed for him to be my manager, I said, I know you're a snake in the grass, Hart, but I'm going to let you be my manager anyway. And sure enough, he turned on me. And he sent word back to me by Eddie Marlin. He said, you know, it's like getting bit by a snake. He knew it was a snake when he picked me up. And that's the truth. Now, Austin Idol knows that, and so be ready, brother. Just don't turn your back on him. But I don't want to get off the track. I want to tell you, Kamala, come on in. Shoot your best shot for this belt. I've faced him before. He's big, yep. He's bad, he's tough, but I don't believe he's any bigger, and I don't believe he's any badder than King Kong Bundy. And the old saying was true last week, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And brother, he fell real hard right in the middle of that ring, and Kamala, you're going to fall right with him.
Okay, Jerry, we'll be looking forward to that on Monday night when you go in there to defend that Southern heavyweight title against a very large one again in Kamala. You make your plans right now to be down there with us Monday, bell time 8 o'clock. We'll be looking forward to you picking up tickets today until 5 o'clock and all day on Monday.
for the action coming up Monday night. We've got more action coming in the ring. Be back to it in a second. A lot of the matches that Eddie's involved in, and Hickerson grabbed the camera away. Spoiler tore the film up, broke the camera, and I hope you felt proud of yourself hitting somebody who wasn't even...
Just a quick one. Kamala is... So on the 1st of June, he's in NWA St. Louis, losing to Wahoo McDaniel. 3rd of June, he's in Central States Wrestling. Is that Central States? I think that's Central States. Yeah, he's in Central States Wrestling, losing to Harley Race. 4th of June, he's here in Memphis. 5th of June, he's back in Mid-Atlantic, winning a 20-man Battle Royal. 7th of June, Mid-Atlantic defeating Barry Hart. 11th of June, Mid-Atlantic defeating Gary Quintanelli. Mid-Atlantic. He's in Mid-Atlantic for until July. Then he's in the WWF. In July of 84 until the winter of 84. Then he comes back to Memphis for it's a Memphis sort of mixed card. But yeah, early 1985. Sorry, he's in Mid South. So yes, back to Phil Hickerson and the Spoiler.
Involved in there, Phil. Yeah, don't turn your back. You hit Doug Gilbert, that's what.
Who's Doug Gilbert?
Who's he?
Yeah,
who's he? Who is Doug Gilbert? That's all right. I've been here.
Eddie's brother was just taking pictures out here, and you have to do a number like that.
I made a statement. I don't want nobody to take no pictures of me. And this kid, what did he do? He took a picture of me. Is the boy crazy? I probably knocked some sense in the boy's head, what I probably did. If he's a Gilbert, I know I had to knock some sense in the head.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's not the end of the story yet. I can tell you that for a fact.
What are they going to do? If it's a known fact, the Gilbert, right? Is that the son of Tommy Gilbert?
No, it is.
Hey,
Tommy Gilbert.
Everybody knows that I beat Tommy Gilbert's brains out about 4 years ago. Where's he at? Where's he at?
Well, he doesn't happen to be right here.
He's in a mental institution. I beat his brains out.
He may be back looking for you.
Hey, I am not hard to find. I'm not hard to find. I'm an easy man to get along. I'm a peace-loving man. Tell us more. I'm a peace-loving man, right?
Love it.
One thing about it, when you see it, I've always been to win.
Yeah,
you're looking at this man and myself, we're like a machine. Computerized, synchronized to do one thing. To win. That's the name of the game, is to win. I'll do anything. I'm going to do anything to get this Duke in the air.
Well,
check the record, Brooks.
I know your record.
That's
you
right,
got an amazing record as a tag partner of winning. But that's
no. He'll tell you that was great.
There's no excuse in doing that, and I'll tell you one thing for a fact. Eddie
Gilbert.
What
do you mean to do? Take your hanky and cry over this kid? You want me to cry over this kid?
Hey, just get the ring with Rich and Gilbert, and by golly, that's all you need to do. That's what the match is, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Phil Hickerson in the Spoiler.
You get a camera, take my picture, man.
Hey, they're taking your picture right now, as a matter of fact. We're going to take time out, and we'll be back in a moment. In just a moment with our final tag match. This, an expiration of time match that'll have Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert going against the PYT Express. Before they get in the ring, we've asked Tommy and Eddie to come by because I did want to get some comments from them regarding the situation of Hickerson and the Spoiler, and they've had all to say that I think they are allowed. I sure want to hear from you guys, Eddie.
You know, Lance, I know a lot of people don't realize who Doug Gilbert is, and that's my youngest brother. And give you a little background on my family. You know, the day that Doug was born, I made a promise to myself that I'd be the best big brother that could be in the world. That I'd do everything in my power to do for Doug what I'd want a big brother to do for me. And that's whenever Doug has ever asked me to go out and pitch the ball with him or go out and help him get ready for a football game. And I put down everything and I've tried to help him. When he came to me and he asked me about taking pictures, because that's exactly what I used to do.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I said, man, I'll help you any way I can. You know, if he wants to be a wrestler, if he wants to take wrestling pictures, if he wants to play football, I'm going to help him. But when he's not involved, he's not a wrestler. He ain't got anything to do. I mean, he was out here taking pictures. And Phil Harrison had no right in the world to do what he did to my brother. And you can abuse me. You can bruise me. You can beat me down. You can make me bleed. But don't you ever, and I mean ever, touch anybody in my family. Don't you ever hurt anybody in my family, and especially my brother. Because you're going to pay, brother. You're going to pay with your blood before this is over with. And
I, Tommy, I know that Eddie's got somebody who is entitled entirely in sympathy with his attitude about Dougie, and you're the man that's going to be standing right beside him.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, a little background here. You know what it amounts to. Doug, he's out of school for the summer. He's been going with us, taking pictures, sending with Bill Atner. You know, he's got a cute little girlfriend, and he wanted some extra money to take her out. You know, so what it amounts to, what Phil Hickerson did, you know, that's the lowest form of life to me. And I'll give you some background about Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich. You know, we're more than just a tag team, Phil Hickerson. You've got the spoiler. But what it amounts to, we're a lot closer. You know, I used to pump gas when I got out of high school, and Eddie's daddy, Tommy Gilbert, would be at the service station next door working on his car late at night fixing it. You know, and Eddie Gilbert, when I first started wrestling, he was 14 years old, you know, and he used to take pictures of me and send stories in. So what you talking about? We're talking about background, and we're more than just a team. We travel up and down these roads together. You know, we go out and chase the pretty girls together. I mean, whatever we do together. And just like he said, Monday night in Memphis, brother, we're coming together. And it ain't going to be a 15-year-old boy you're punching, Hickerson. It's going to be Eddie Gilbert and myself. And just like he said, that's his brother, and he's going to do anything he can to hurt you, Hickerson, and you can bank on that, brother.
Well, I have no doubt about it that when it comes right down to it, Hickerson is going to have to eat a few of those words in there, Eddie.
Lance, I've never, since I've been wrestling, I've never made a prediction. I've never went as far as making a promise to the people. But this week, I made a promise to my brother, and I made a promise to my family. And Phil Hickerson, you started back wrestling, but you better think about going back down to Jackson to that club that you work in, because this is going to be the shortest lived comeback in the history of professional wrestling, because I've never had any hatred in my heart for anybody as I do you. And I'm not going to apologize for any of my actions anymore for what I do, because maybe you've done me a little good. Maybe you've sparked a little light in Eddie Gilbert. Because I'm going to do everything I can to put you out of professional wrestling.
Okay, fellas, we've got a match. Tommy, good luck to you in the bout, and this one coming up, we're going to be looking forward to seeing it. And right now, let's go up to the ring. Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich in the ring. Right now, we're about ready to go with our
expiration of time match is coming in. Norvell Austin, Coco Ware, better known as the PYT Express, as they're all decked out in their Michael Jackson attire. The introductions coming in, total weight 459 pounds. Across the way, Eddie Gilbert and Tommy Rich, and their opponents today, known as the PYT Express, Coco Ware and Norvell Austin. Expiration of time.
So it looks like we're going to be getting this match. We've got expiration of time tag match. The new Fabs, Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert, going up against the PYTs, Norvell Austin and Coco Ware. Doesn't sound like we've got Dave Brown here this week. PYTs, red and black tights, white boots for Coco, gold boots for Norvell. It's the jacket! Fab's wearing blue trunk, blue tights, white boots. Eddie's starting for his team. Coco's starting for his team. Bell is running away underway. Corner but top middle of the ring. Big right hand by Coco knocks down Eddie.
He'll be back next week.
There's when the Rich and Gilbert were talking, there was a, you could hear a baby crying in the crowd. Who the fuck brings a baby to the wrestling? Jesus Christ. Joey Calhoun wearing a maroon top and beige trousers. Lovely, lovely combination there by Joey Calhoun. The fashion plate of Memphis. Stagger Lee rocks Eddie with a right end in the corner, then whips him corner to corner. Big right hand by Gilbert knocks down Coco. Rich with one from the outside. Oh, Coco's being bounced from Rich to Gilbert. Coco's down in the corner now, trying to get some words of wisdom from Norvell. Crowd going bananas here. Norvell tagged in. Eddie Gilbert still in for his team. Norvell, the veteran of the PYTs. Been wrestling since the late 70s. Calling him a type. Gilbert, no side headlock by Norvell. Norvell with a side headlock, cinching that in, ringing her ears. Shove off now by Gilbert. Shoulder tackle. Oh, down goes Gilbert. Off the ropes comes Norvell. Hip toss by Eddie Gilbert. Norvell complaining the trunk's being pulled.
Rich looking very, very good. Eddie extremely determined, going after both Coco and Norvell.
Calling there by type. Norvell. Oh, Eddie ducks the right hand and atomic drop. Norvell Austin feeling the knee and the bum. Tagging to Coco. Eddie wants Coco to bring it. Coco too busy jaw-jacking with the crowd. Can't ever retire. Full-arm dragon twist there by Eddie. Tags in Tommy. Tommy comes in. Big round by Rich. Beautiful full head of hair here by Tommy Rich. Flowing in the breeze. Working over the arm of Coco now. Tags back into Coco. Tags in back into Eddie. He drops the elbow across the arm. Full-arm dragon twist. Elbow at the arm. Elbow with the arm, elbow with the arm, elbow with the arm, elbow with the arm. Arm bar. You got to call it as you see it, ain't you, sir? Tag it to Tommy. Tommy second up and inside. Oh, double axe to the arm of Coco. Tommy's still got hold of the arm. Coco's trying to get to the tag. Tommy kicks the hand of Norvell. Now in comes Eddie behind the referee's back. Hair pull by Coco. Nope. Hits as a reversal by Eddie. Still with the armbar locked. The spoiler and Phil Hickerson now back at ringside. Checking out the action. Stood right in the fucking way of the hard cam. You can't see. But Eddie Gilbert sees. Eddie Gilbert sees. He's now coming round. Eddie Gilbert now coming around to chase off Phil Hickerson and the spoiler, but Joey Calhoun's trying to stop him. Eddie Gilbert's got a chair now. Tommy Rich trying to get Eddie a distraction. Oh! From behind. Coco just attacked Tommy from behind. Coco's holding the arms of Tommy. Norvell's coming off the second off the top rope. Norvell's coming off the top rope. Oh! Big right hand. I think there's a chain wrapped around the fist there. Fist struck by Coco. Joey Calhoun trying to sort out the action outside. Runs into the ring. One, two, three. Coco and Norvell with the first fall.
Gilbert trying to pick up the chair and nail Phil Hickerson. Referee was out trying to stop him. Coco went to his tights, nailed Tommy. Held his arms while Norvell got at him.
Get him out here. I want Hickerson in there, man.
Hey, no,
I
come on.
We don't have to wait.
We ain't got no business.
No.
Sticking their nose where it don't jump. We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait on no match.
Come on, Tom.
Hickerson, Spoiler, ever who you are, bring your butts out of here, Jack.
Tommy.
But we ain't got to wait. No, we ain't got to wait. They interfere in matches. They just cost us a match. So I ain't waiting no more. Hickerson, show what kind of low-life scum you are. Bring your butt out here.
They were out there. I understand that, but we've got this match.
No.
Eddie, I'm sorry. We've got to take a break.
Somebody better get them out here. That's one of the matches.
Let's take a break.
Straight.
legs. I've seen you do it before. Get him out of here.
No, you've got an expiration of time match out here.
Man, that's a bunch of bull.
Not, hey. Okay, Tommy and Eddie, I have great sympathy for the way you feel about it.
Come on.
We have got this match, which is an expiration.
He picks his shots. What an amounts to.
Here comes Coco and Norvell.
What it amounts to, Lance. He picks his shots. Last week he beat up a little kid. This week you come out here, Erickson, and cost us a match. You're going to pay, Jack.
Well, that was the way it went, the first ball of the action in there. And Rich and Gilbert have still got. You've got this, Eddie. You guys. Hey, you're one fall down in this particular thing. You need to get in there.
PYT's in the ring, giving it a bit of mouth, and the new Fabs are pissed, so they come running in, clobbering away, and it's now Tommy and Coco. Tommy tags in Eddie, Irish whip by Tommy, big back elbow by Eddie, drops down Coco, stomping away. Doug Gilbert is about 15, so he's a kid. So yeah, they're not, like we heard earlier, they're not happy about how Phil Hickson beat the shit out of Doug Gilbert, and crushed his camera. Crush the dreams of the young boy, if you will. Knee lift by Tommy. Tommy's in. Rams Coco into the knee of Eddie. Tags in Eddie. Oh, Eddie drops the throat of Coco across the second rope. Scurries back in. Right hand. Right hand. Oh, Eddie ducks the right hand of Coco. Spins around, hits him with one of his own. Drops down Coco. Tags in Tommy. The AWA Southern Tag Team Champions are the new Fabs. That hasn't been mentioned at all, but they do come to the ring with the titles. Norvell's tagged in. Irish hit by Tommy. Big right to the gut. Picks up Norvell. Tags in Eddie. Irish hit by Tommy. Big right hand by Eddie. Drops Norvell.
4 minutes to go in the expiration of time as Tommy, Rich, Eddie Gilbert.
Big slam there by Eddie on Norvell. Irish whip by Eddie, tag it to Tommy, double back elbow. Down goes Norvell. Oh, leg drop there by Tommy Rich. Tommy picks up Norvell. Irish whip tags in Eddie, Eddie's in. Beautiful jump kick there by Gilbert. Norvell scurries across to tag in Coco. Coco's a bit dubious about coming in. Coco in, can't ever tie up, pushes Gilbert into the corner, Irish whips him corner to corner, but Tommy Eddie stops himself. Oh, went for a second rope crossbody, but slipped. Coco now stomping away on him. Coco's punching away on Eddie Gilbert. Side headlock there by Coco. Oh, punch to the throat. Nerve hold by Coco, I think. Yeah, nerve hold now on Eddie.
Tommy Gilbert and Tommy Rich in that first ball. Going after a pressure point, Coco.
He's now trying to get back in it. He's up to one knee. He's up to both feet. Irish rip now by Coco. Eddie ducks the back elbow. Oh, but he doesn't duck the knee in the breadbasket. And Coco back with that trapezius hold. Tags in Norvell. Norvell comes in with some stomps. Eddie gets the tag. Tommy's in. Big right hand to Norvell. Big right hand to Coco. Big right hand to Norvell. Big right hand to Coco. All for Tommy Rich in there like a house of fire. Grabs Coco and Norvell and a double noggin knocker. Tommy Rich now going up to the top rope. Oh, the referee's distracted. Tommy, oh, big bionic elbow off the top rope. On the referee's back. Joey Calhoun turns around. 1, 2, 3. Equalizer and pinfall for the Fabulous Ones.
Winning the second fall. Tommy Rich nailed it.
Hickerson, I know you'd hear me. You better listen good. We don't have to wait now. It's Monday night.
Memphis, baby, you've had it. Brother, you stuck your nose in where it don't belong two different times.
Hickerson, what did a mouse do, Jack? You can run, but you can't hide, because Monday night's coming, and it's going to be one hell of a night. Hickerson, Spoiler, it's going to be Doug Gilbert night in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, Tommy Ridge, Eddie Gilbert there, tied up at one fall apiece. We'll be checking the time here in a moment. I don't think we have any more. I do want you to take a look at the teamwork on this. Referee Jerry Calhoun getting Norvell back. Tommy Rich comes down, drops on Coco, and gets a count of 1, 2, 3. And that's taking advantage of the opportunities as they come about, and also making your own opportunities. One fall apiece. That's the way it's going to end up today, because we do not have enough time. I would like to remind you that Monday night.
So as Lance runs down the card for this coming Monday night, that is it, ladies and gentlemen. We have just watched the 2nd of June 1984 edition of Memphis Television here on the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Thank you, as always, for listening. Again, it's one of those sort of promo. I never watch the program to know what's coming, but I could tell that one, being 45 minutes long, was probably going to be pretty promo heavy, and it was, so hopefully next week we'll have a bit more action. But it is what it is. It's entertaining nonetheless, and we're here for the entertainment, and we're here each and every week to enjoy it and bring back some memories, hopefully, for everybody, and some memories for the people who used to enjoy Memphis, and then some new knowledge and some new memories for people who have never seen it before, as I am one of those people. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for your continued support. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro. youtube.com/@MemphisCast gets you to watch this footage and any of Memphis footage, as well as some other stuff. ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast, patreon.com/MemphisCast. Friends of the find, like, follow, like, share, listen, and enjoy. Friends of the show, Our Vantage Point, Acid Wash Memories, Greetings from Allentown, Book of the Territory, Stick to Wrestling, John McAdam, anything that the North South Connection does, anything that the Place to Be Wrestling Network does, is all good and all fun and all enjoyable. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, and Jerry Jarrett. And until next time.
It's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning. For the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. From Amsterdam, with a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the wind keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning. For the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam, share these tulips.